Angelina Ripertella stands outside the Goodwill Service Center on North Longwood Street in Rockford, home of Goodwill's new Good Grads program. Ripertella says as a single mother of two small children, she wanted to better her situation, but without a diploma or GED certificate, her choices were limited.
Without a GED, you're not going anywhere with your life. You're not going to be able to do anything. I'm not going to be able to get a job to support my children, not going to be able to go to school.
But with two kids to raise, she says, even with a lot of help from her parents, preparing for the GED seemed a remote possibility at best. But she says, thanks to a number of good people, including those at Goodwill, she was able to do that in time for her birthday this summer.
It was like something supernatural. It was awesome.
She even received a scholarship from Goodwill that paid for the tests, something she says was a big help. And now she's set to begin classes at Rock Valley College. It's a wonderful story. Now Goodwill is trying to replicate the success Angelina and others like her in Rockford have had on a larger scale with the Good Grads program. The Grads in Good Grads stands for GED Readiness and Developmental Services. The program is a collaboration that includes Rockford Public Schools, Rock Valley College, the Literacy Council, the Workforce Investment Board, and the YMCA of Rock River Valley as partners. As Goodwill's Director of Mission Services Courtney Geiger describes it, the program grew out of a realization that, like Angelina, a lot of people were being held back from a GED for a number of reasons.
We'll be providing the educational services, but we're also providing wraparound case management services. So every student will have a case manager that's going to help them with transportation issues, childcare, employment.
Amanda Smith is Director of Adult Education and Literacy Programs at Rock Valley College. She's all for the new program. She says Rock Valley has had an extensive GED program for years, but it's never enough.
We served 1,000 students last year in our program, and there's 40,000 potential students in the area that need their GED. And so, you know, even though you might think, well, we served 1,000 students, that's awesome, and it is, it's only 2.5%.
Geiger says the aim is to work closely with the program at Rock Valley and others like it so that people will be given the best match for their needs. Geiger says Goodwill discovered that there was another reason some people don't get a GED, a financial one. Brian Reck is chairman of the board for Goodwill Industries of Northern Illinois. He says he and the others on the board have been impressed by the vision and hard work Goodwill staff and others have put into the program. But they came to see that, by itself, it might not be enough. And with help from business and private donors, a scholarship program was set up.
It's certainly an eye-opener to really realize that there are financial barriers that can go as low as $50 for people to consider not taking a test that could really advance their futures.
Goodwill has historically been known for its work helping the physically and developmentally disabled. Sam Schmitz is president of Goodwill Northern Illinois. Schmitz says Good Grads and the scholarships are a logical continuation of what the organization is about.
Our mission is to assist people with barriers to find meaningful employment, and we think this is a very positive step towards helping us meet our mission.
Geiger says due to the labor-intensive nature of the program, Good Grads can only accommodate a few dozen students in class right now, with 50 to 100 in case management. There's enough in the scholarship pool at this time to help a few hundred. Geiger says there are plans to expand both as funds become available. For her part, Angelina Ripertella is grateful for the help she received and ready to take advantage of the opportunity she's been given. She says she knows she still has a lot of work ahead of her, but she has plenty of motivation. Her kids.
Because if I don't better myself and get a good job and get a good education, then they're not going to have anything. And they deserve the best in the world.
And for her and so many others, it all begins with the GED. I'm Guy Stevens, WNIJ News.